Good morning. Happy Resurrection Sunday. You will recall, after the resurrection, Jesus revealed himself to those disciples who were gathered behind closed doors. In the following verses, we find the gentle kindness of our Lord. John 20, 24 through 29. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and he stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. There are times when I need to be firmed up in my faith, times when I had been so sure of God's leading or his revealing of himself or the direction in which he had set my feet, but then there were delays or obstacles or just merely the passing of time, and it eroded my confidence in that path. In my unsure state of mind, and dare I say it, my doubting state of mind, I have set up markers for my faith, like Gideon and his fleece, or like Thomas here. I have asked for assurance that I should continue. Thomas wanted assurance that the disciples had indeed seen Christ, and the Christ and the Jesus that he had come to know, the one who had been nailed to a cross and slain. Thomas had set up a marker for his faith, those prints of the nails and the spear wound. Who else was going to be walking around alive after a crucifixion with those evidences? It's not amazing or even surprising that Thomas questioned. How many people do not question? The amazing part is this, that Jesus answered, and he was prepared with that answer since forever. Consider this with me. He could have come back with a perfect body. No signs of damage done by humans. It would have been well within his right to do so. But he did not. He could have shed the flesh altogether, since his sacrifice was already complete. But he did not. Instead, he retained that body, scars and all, for Thomas's sake, and for the sake of all who would be assailed by doubt, because that is who he is. He is the gentle shepherd, guiding his sheep to places where they will have what they need to be nourished and to grow and to be protected even from their own doubting minds. And for my part, my Lord and my God, I thank you.